From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand in California.
And I'm Alyssa Block in Washington. First this hour, to Mexico. President Obama has wrapped up a mini-summit with his Mexican and Canadian counterparts. The topics of greatest concern included the recession, violent drug traffickers, and swine flu. From Guadalajara, Mexico, NPR's Scott Horsley sent this report.
Many of the problems confronting the three leaders are not confined to any one country and easily spread across international borders. The H1N1 flu virus is a typical example. By most accounts, the three countries' response to the outbreak this spring was a model of cross-border coordination. The three leaders pledged to continue those efforts when a new flu season begins in the fall, and President Obama called for a similar approach to curing an ailing economy.
The global recession has cost jobs and hurt families from Toronto to Toledo to Tijuana. So we renew our commitment to work together in Ottawa, Washington, and Mexico City. Building on our progress at the G8 and G20 summits, we agreed to continue to take aggressive, coordinated action to restore economic growth and create jobs for our workers, including workers in the North American auto industry.
The U.S., Canada, and Mexico together make up an enormous trading bloc, and the three countries hope to build on that with improved border crossings and reduced red tape. There are still some roadblocks on the NAFTA highway, though. Mexico complains its trucks have been denied access to U.S. roadways, despite the North American Free Trade Agreement. And Mr. Obama told a Canadian reporter he got an earful from Prime Minister Stephen Harper about the Buy American provision in the federal stimulus package.
I want to assure you that your prime minister raises this with me every time we see each other.
One form of trade the countries would like to stop is illegal drugs. Leaders of the U.S. and Canada both praised Mexico's president, Felipe Calderon, for his crackdown on drug traffickers. Thousands of people have been killed as the cartels battle the government and one another. But Calderon insisted, through a translator, the aggressive efforts are working.
We are destroying their criminal organization. We're hitting them hard. We're hitting at the heart of their organizations. We're making them back away.
The three leaders also reaffirmed their commitment to restoring democratic rule in Honduras, where President Manuel Zelaya was forced from office in a June coup. Harper and Calderon defended the U.S. against accusations it hasn't done enough to restore Zelaya to office, a charge that Mr. Obama also brushed off.
The same critics who say that the United States has not intervened enough in Honduras are the same people who say that we're always intervening and Yankees need to get out of Latin America. You can't have it both ways.
Even in Mexico, Mr. Obama can't escape the U.S. health care debate. He told a Canadian reporter, even though the U.S. is not considering a Canadian-style health care plan, Canada's system is likely to remain a boogeyman for opponents of the U.S. overhaul. Then, after less than 24 hours in Mexico, Mr. Obama headed back to the U.S. for what he said promises to be more vigorous health care debate. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Guadalajara, Mexico.